So, Adam Robinson, can you explain to me exactly what the plan is again, honey child?
Well, I can, but I gotta keep quiet because we are stuck in this coffin.
I know. Why are we in this coffin, honey? I am still confused. We are in a coffin, like all of us. Like, he can even allow Daisy to be in here, honey child.
And this time, honey child, I'm actually in the coffin, unlike last time, honey child.
Unlike last time?
Oh, Charlie, it was before your time, honey child, honey. But as I went on holiday 1 week and people thought I was dead, they had a funeral and everything because a dead cow was making for me being dead, honey child. And turns out that was the thing that was in the actual coffin, not even me. So when I turned back, I was like, what is everyone doing having a funeral holding for me, honey child? People had the shock of their life when they saw a dead cow. And guess who was the one who presumed that I was dead, honey child?
Who?
You know Scott and Dean, honey child.
Craziness, isn't it? That was a crazy time, honey child.
And this isn't crazy as well?
Oh, Carl Shorten is, honey child. It certainly is. We're speaking back to Adam. Why are we in the coffin?
Keep your voice down.
Okay, I'll try and keep my voice, but you tell me why we're here.
Well, it's all rather simple, Nanny Prescott. We are at the fake funeral of Katie Landscape, which was advertised after C supposedly died after her favourite hamster died, and C went to the funeral of the hamster, and the hamster was so dear to her and everything was too much, so that C actually died, and so therefore now we're having the funeral here.
Honey, that makes no sense to me whatsoever.
Well, I think I can take it from here, Adam Robinson. Basically, Nanny Prescott, the reason why we arrange this sort of thing is to basically get her out of hiding. And so if she thinks that Katie Landscape is dead, Rosie Landscape might come to the funeral. And therefore, we might be able to catch her in the act.
In the act of what?
Well, that's where I get my dictaphone out.
Well, Johnny Dewey, I'm glad you're prepared for this. You know, be prepared.
You need to keep your voice.
Okay. But isn't this all a bit dishonest? Isn't I lying?
Well, we didn't technically lie.
Honey, when you say technically, honey child, you're lying to me. Why? If it's a white lie, it's a lie.
Well, no, we printed all the truth. Leo Mirror told me that, in fact, she did take a turn for the worst when she was at a funeral for a dead hamster a number of years ago. All I did was get Olivia Graham Neptune to print out that story. The way she framed it in terms of the position and so forth has led some people to believe that Katie Landscape passed away, and especially with the mention of when the funeral being that sort of thing. That has caught in traction and all, but nothing else is actually false. Just, maybe misrepresented.
What? I'm not sure about this.
If nothing else, it's an exercise in showing how misrepresentation of the news can attract people.
Boy, I don't really need an exercise for that. Well, honey chap, where is Katie Landscape actually?
Well, honey chap, I got her to go and find herself.
Oh, my, would you go looking in the mirror?
No, honey, I said don't take a trip to find yourself, honey.
Oh, no, she's gonna do that eat, pray, love thing.
Knowing her, probably, honey.
Honey, do you know how nasty that book and that film is, honey? I didn't realize, honey, she was growing up and being, you know, committing affairs and all that sort of stuff. I was trying to find herself praying Hindu prayers or whatever, honey. And now, what is this nonsense, honey? We're basically justifying people sleeping around. I don't know. I'm like, this is nastiness. Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, Nanny Pussy got me worried.
Oh, Leah, I'm sure she's not doing that sort of stuff. I'm sure she's just, you know, saying, you know, some whimsical thing or whatever. She better be, well, she better be reading the Bible, but, you know, second that.
Well, I am starting to double think, Nanny Prescott, when you were talking about, you know, how misrepresented this whole thing was. I mean, Adam Robinson, how did you get Kevin Davis to agree to this? Well, Jenny's cross, it's simple. This isn't Kevin Davis who's taken the so-called funeral. Oh, who is it? Parker Sarah. Who? Well, he saw the article and he wanted to get involved because he always likes to get into the cutting edge of the newspaper and media and so forth as someone who always wants to be cutting edge and so forth. And so he decided to take a hold of things. He doesn't even know this is fake. Why? Well, he didn't read the article properly nor listen to what I said, but, you know.
So, yeah, that's all we're here to this random church?
Yeah, they, instead of reading the Bible, they literally get everyone to bring their section of God in each week, and then they spend time reading out sections and then pining as to what political action they had to take and so forth.
Oh, my days, honey child. We need a world with more scripture, not less, and less politics, not more.
Rosie Landscape, I believe.
Oh, is that Parker, man?
Yes, Nanny Prescott. It seems like Rosie Landscape's here. You better be quiet.
Okay, he's got a weird voice.
Yes, I came as soon as I saw in the paper. I just
Oh, it's, can't believe it. My sister's really passed away.
Well, believe it. It's in the paper. I mean, it's got to be true. I mean, we are devoted to the news every week at our church. We are the church of what is happening. And we take our guardians out and we go to page 5. And we're like, what happened on page 5? And then I would authoritate as to what exactly happened on page 5. And then, that's very nice. And what's your name? And Parker Sarah.
That's nice. I was wondering if you can allow me some time alone with my sister, if that's okay?
Oh, in the coffin?
Yes, it's a closed coffin event.
Yes, that's what was requested. It was a bit too much to horrify look on the face after the hamster and all die. It was a bit of a terrible situation, and you could have heard me pine on and talk about that thing when last week at the church when
No, that's okay, that's okay. I'm surprised there's hardly anyone here.
Well, you know, I'm here, which is the most important thing. And when I...
Yeah, that's nice. Can you...
Yes, of course. I'm figuring out doing next mystery sermon anyway. We're talking about the whole thing with Wagatha.
Isn't that quite a couple of weeks old?
Oh, well, I've been dealing with a backlog of issues at the moment. You'd be able to forgive me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Forget church, what's happening. More like the church, what ain't happening.
Oh, where is he?
You really are gone.
Well, at least there's no more complications about the money, eh? I now have it fair and square, all legal with the I's dotted and the T's crossed, and there's no one to say otherwise since you're going to be dead and buried in the ground soon. Oh, I would think it was so easy to manipulate that silly Jonathan and, well, K-Bank at the bank to have your money transferred to mine, and now... With it all in my hands, no one can touch it. So, sister, it's just perfect for me to be here, because I can now literally put to bed the episode of you and your ever-dramatic life. And that stupid channel you belong to, too. This is one nail in the coffin, and then I am free.
What is going on here? I was just writing about how we should all be like Wagatha in our lives. Oh my day, the coffin's open.
And there's people inside the coffin. Like loads and loads of people.
Honey, John, ain't that a load? Just quite a bit of us, isn't it? We didn't make room for the coffin.
But what about my...
Your sister and child? Well, we actually don't know where she is. But she's safe and sound. Okay, she's not that sound. But she's safe. Okay, we don't even see safe. She's alive.
And we have all the evidence that we need of your swindling plans, Miss Rosie Landscape.
I don't know what you're talking about. It was not a good idea to give your money to a kid who tried to save it in a bank at camp.
You mean you guys were all at the Wumsy camp?
Bingo! Except for Daisy.
But honey child, we are on to your scent, honey.
But the paper! If you read the paper closely, it just means about a time when a Rosie fell down when her hamster died.
Which is not really much of a big event, because she falls on over anything.
I missed that bit.
Well, honey, shall we better, honey? You're going to be bothering to read the paper all the time. As your scripture, honey, at least read it properly and in context. If you can't do that with the Bible, at least try and do it with the paper.
Well, you can never catch me.
Well, we just did on the dictaphone. We literally got you confessing what you did.
Oh,
you're coming with me, that's what's happening.
Oh!
Oh,
Okay.
Well, so, we solved another case, well, you guys did.
I know, Kyle Shorten, whenever you tag along with us, honey, there's always something fun happening around town.
Well, honey, we're not even in town, technically, honey.
I know, we're in this, wherever this park of Sears places. The church was happening, some craziness. I bet Edward Parker will turn this church called that too, honey, Jim.
Well, honey, you mean where Jed the worship pastor right in here?
Mm-hmm, honey child. You know it always about what's going on, honey, and about the scripture. Mm-hmm. Well, I where's your mother gonna come and pick you up?
Honey child, this is Donnell that we're talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. Carl Shorten, we better walk you home, honey.
You sure?
Yeah, although your mom better be there.
Well, no matter what happens, this was great, you know, we finally helped Katie Landscape and she's going to get all the money back now and Rosie, you know, she's going to be prosecuting that. That's all good.
It is good indeed, honey, yeah, but we still want you to actually get home, otherwise we have to keep looking after you. And there's enough looking after Katie Landscape.
Yeah, honey, I still got to try and get that child out of that house again so Kate can go back in.
Well, enjoy that battlefield, honey.
I'll try, honey, I'll try. But at least we're back to some normalcy. Ish.
Honey, quality life's never normal. That is the normal.
You've been listening to What's Going On Guatemala. I'm the Credit Show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for coming to listen. It's always great to have you guys come aboard. Do remember there are books you can buy and also there's other episodes you can tune in. So do see those below in the description and below. But until next time, bye-bye for now.